call the regular meeting of the Board of Education to order on Monday, September 22nd at 6 p.m.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Granda here, Gracie absent, Cherry?
Here.
Hedwell?
Here.
Hanson is absent, DeShane absent, Seibert?
Here.
All right, number four, approval of the agenda.
I make a motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Lyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Five, consider motion to approve consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting, August 20th, 2025. And check numbers, voids, 109550 for $6,094.15. ACH, 252600019 through 252600043 for $79,129.04. Wire transfers, 202500014 through 202500031 for $145,364.23. Check numbers 109567 through 109734 for $1,137,916.14 for a total of $1,356,315.26.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Corey. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. All right, number six, public input. All right, moving on, number seven, correspondence recognition.
All right, school board member Kim Hansen nominated a few local businesses for recognition for their support of our schools. The following four businesses received the Wisconsin Association of School Boards Business Honor Roll. I'll call them up one by one.
All right, first is Figaro's Pizza and Cousin Subs. The background that I didn't give is that the nomination for the honor roll is for their support of our school. So, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, the second business is Tim Witt Chevrolet. Oh, there you can take that. Thank you. All right, business number three is Witt Chevrolet Wigley and Ace Hardware.
You were late. Tom White and I participated in bid openings for the elementary school and middle school projects. Initial numbers are favorable and seem to show the project is at or slightly below budget. Our contacts with C.D. Smith are looking through the bids, making sure the specs of those that bid are correct, and reaching out to bidders for qualifications. In early October, we will likely have a special meeting to review and select bids for the middle high school project. We will then do the same for the elementary school project during the regular October school board meeting. Thinking about splitting those up just because there's a lot for all of those projects. So we want to split it up for you guys to be able to look through each of them, talk through them, and not take 5 hours in one night. So As a reminder, the October school board meeting is Monday, October 20th. This has been moved back as the board will be setting the tax levy at that meeting, and the numbers from the state do not come in until October 15th. And as noted earlier in the year, we are working with DNR Forester Steve Kaufman to facilitate a timber sale for an 80-acre property, which we anticipate a significant amount of income from that sale. Bids are due Friday, October 10th. This is for you. just wait, they're due Friday, October 10th, and we will have a bid opening on Monday, October 13th at 1 p.m. Those bids will then be brought to the board for your approval. So someone from, actually I think two of the DNR reps will be there for the bid opening. Tom and I will be there, but if you're welcome to be there. That's all I have.
Mr. Brown.
Homecoming is almost here for the 2025-26 school year. Hall decorating will take place this Sunday. So we're trying that at a new time this year, from 1 to 6 p.m. On Monday, it will be color day for our dress-up day theme, and there will be powder puff flag football after the JV game on Monday night. So that'll be a new event as well. We're going to bring that back. Tuesday's dress-up day theme will be the stages of life. There are no activities planned for Wednesday, as there will be no school because of teacher in service and parent-teacher conferences. Thursday's dress-up day theme will be 80s day with boys volleyball, and the bonfire scheduled around the girls volleyball game on Thursday night. Friday will be blue and gold day, and activities will include boys volleyball again, the homecoming parade, football game on Friday night, and then the homecoming decorating will follow after the game. Homecoming dance will be the grand finale, taking place from 7 until 10 p.m. on Saturday, with the grand march at 8:30 p.m. Secondly, the math, science, and English departments completed their first round of grade level testing with a new software model called Progress Learning. This platform replaces MAPS testing and closely replicates the ACT and pre-ACT tests that our students take for our state report card data and for college entry. There have been some hiccups with the platform, but we will use it for the rest of this school year and then decide whether to continue with it or move back to MAPS or try the STAR testing software. And then lastly, on Tuesday, September 16th, 8 student council members and our 2 advisors, Mrs. Bolvin and Mrs. Emler, attended the student council retreat held at Camp Unalaya. Haley Dorschner, Piper Wiesner, Carson Ott, Ava Barber, Alyssa Franzmeyer, Rain Nelson, Kaylee Gerken, and Lillian Biundel participated in a variety of team building activities, including a scavenger hunt, tanks and commanders, big skis, law games, and A-frame races. The focus was on effective communication and leadership. The weather was perfect and the students had a great time. Thank you.
All right, Mrs. Damo.
Okay, I am very happy to report that the new process for drop-off and pick-up has been working very well. Several parents have complimented the new system. I would like to thank both the Crivitz Police Department and Marinette County Sheriff's Department for showing up during the first week of school to make sure things were running smoothly. I would like to thank our music teacher, Mr. Allard, for taking the time to create videos of his music classes singing special songs to celebrate Grandparents' Day. The videos were posted on social media, and many grandparents saw the videos and expressed their appreciation after viewing them. We are well on our way to another great year for the American Heart Association Kids Heart Challenge. We've had 10 students complete FINS mission. This means they completed a hands-only CPR course. As of last week, we only needed 8 more students to complete the mission for a chance to win a $10,000 Fitness FIED equipment makeover. Each student who completes the mission also earns a chance to win 2 tickets to the Super Bowl. Last week we completed our fall math and reading assessments, which means we will soon be scheduling our first round of grade level meetings. During these meetings, we closely examine reading and math scores so we can create individual learning plans to support students who are needing extra help. And lastly, on Tuesday, September 16th, we had a DFIT assembly. The assembly was sponsored by our amazing PTO. It was originally scheduled last school year, but we had to reschedule it because of a snow day. The assembly focused on the importance of exercising, eating healthy, living a healthy lifestyle, and being kind. The assembly was a huge hit, and the presenter complimented our students for their excellent behavior during the assembly.
Awesome. Thank you, Mr. White.
The roofing project at the elementary school has finally been completed. It seemed like forever. Final inspections were conducted by certified representatives from the manufacturer, confirming that all their installation standards were met. The new roof was produced by the same manufacturer as the one that is installed here. It was installed in 2019 in our high school, and it comes with a 30-year warranty, so we should be virtually maintenance-free for many years to come, and hopefully the library books will stay dry. Paving and line painting for the asphalt surfaces at the elementary school, including the new bus parking area, have been also been completed. We put in some diagonal lines to accommodate angle parking for buses, but we quickly realized that the spacing was not sufficient to accommodate the size of our buses. So after experimenting with a few different lineups, we settled on parking them end-to-end along South Alley and all the way from Louisa to Hall A Street. And that has been working very well. If we decide to stick with this configuration, we will restripe the entire area accordingly. And lastly, Mrs. Robinson and I are preparing for the upcoming contract negotiations with our transportation service providers. All of our current busing contracts, including those for daily student transportation and extracurricular travel, are set to expire at the end of this school year. The initial meeting with contractor representatives is scheduled for this Wednesday.
All right, thank you, Mr.
Schramm. Okay, good evening. I met with my project consultant this afternoon to discuss the roadmap for the development of our new district website. I gained access to the new site, support portal, and training materials. Over the next few weeks, I will complete the self-based training to enable me to begin constructing the site, aiming for a tentatively planned early December launch date. As a result of construction this summer, a contractor unfortunately severed our coax connection at the elementary school. I met with the Spectrum business representative in person this past Friday for a site validation walkthrough to determine what options we have to get service back in place. And finally, if you recall, in the springtime, we sought proposals for our wireless infrastructure licensing as our licenses expired during the summer of 2025. We plan to file for E-rate funding in an attempt to claim reimbursement for the expenditure. Out of the approximate $46,000 expended on the project, we were eligible for maximum reimbursement of 70% based on our student meal eligibility programs. I'm happy to report that the Universal Service Administrative Company approved a request for maximum reimbursement. The approximate $32,000 has already been deposited and is currently in our bank account.
Thank you. Mrs. Payfield.
All right. Hello, everyone. We've been busy in community ed. We had over 400 people attend our youth tackle football games. There are 59 kids signed up for flag football. They will have three games on Saturdays along with a free skills football camps put on by the high school coaches and players. Thank you to Brian Arke, Corey Siebert, Jason Brand, Isaiah Fisher, and Steve Toddish for coaching flag football. We had 9 students sign up for piano lessons for session 1 and a lot of interest for future sessions. The Fall Craft Show is this Saturday, September 27th. We have over 65 vendors signed up, which is about what we had last year. Theater auditions are this week, Wednesday, September 24th, and more community ed classes are continuously being added. We will have a self-service table set up at the Parent Resource Fair during parent-teacher conferences this Wednesday for people to see what classes and events are coming up and to get forms to register. At this time, I'd like to share my vision and plans to continue growing community ed. These last 3 months have not only been busy, but so much value has been added also. I'd like to read the first paragraph of the October newsletter. We complete, not compete. Cribbett's Community Ed is teaming up with local organizations to create a one-stop shop for community resources, bringing everything you need together in one place. Whether you're looking for support, services, fun classes, youth sports teams, or opportunities to get involved, we've got you covered. It's all about working together to serve you better. What that means is we don't want to duplicate what others are already doing. Rather, we are meeting on a regular basis to hear what's going on and then building off of that. By joining forces with, and I certainly can't list everybody, but this is who I've worked with so far, by joining forces with the CYCC, Marinette County Elderly Services, Women's Club, Food Pantry, WPTO, NWTC, the Village of Cribbett, etc., we can better serve our entire community. There really are no limits. I just have 2 examples of how well this has already worked. We now have an ongoing art teacher, Megan Jane, with a passion for community classes of all ages. She has weekly classes coming up to include painting on planters, intro to henna, and homemade card making. This is because Megan called the CYCC and Madison sent her to me. Currently, Olivia Cherry is doing a survey of the elderly that utilize the Marinette County Elderly Services Building to see what they would like to see offered. We will work together to go over the results of the survey and set up events accordingly. We already are planning on having some elderly computer classes, so definitely more to come.
Awesome, thank you. Number 9, items for discussion, spring 2026 cheer trip.
Kelly Sembris is here with some cheerleaders, I see, and parents, and to discuss their proposed cheer trip. There is a copy of some information in your board packet, but I will turn it over to Kelly.
Good evening, thank you. I'm here to request approval for the cheer team to travel out of state and excused absence on Thursday, February 5th. Friday is in service, so there is no school that day. And then Monday, February 9th, and Tuesday, February 10th. Last year, we did get approval, or the last 2 years ago when we took the trip, we got approval for Tuesday, but as we were booking, it was not cost effective to return on Tuesday, so we came home on Monday and attended school on Tuesday. A very large amount of the funds is raised by the girls and their parents. We do several fundraisers. This week we are making carameled apples to sell at the craft fair, and that apples and the caramel are donated by Witz Piggly Wiggly. We've worked with Sally on that for many years, and that's a great fundraiser. We also host the Princess Ball. We do face painting at Breakfast on a Farm, and they give us a very generous donation. We host a Christmas party, a sleepover for the youth cheerleaders. We do many brat sales throughout the year. We've been sponsored by area businesses that have hosted a meat raffle and then gave donations to the team. And we also receive many donations from area businesses, community members, and family. So 2 years ago when we went on this trip, the girls actually paid $75 out of their pocket, plus there's money for souvenirs. So I felt we did an excellent job fundraising that year. So I'm hoping it will be something like that.
Awesome. Any questions for Kelly? No? All right. Item scheduled for action, A, resignations, number 1, IT support specialist.
IT support specialist Lindsay Schramm has tendered her resignation.
I make a motion to accept her resignation.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Seconded by Lyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. B, appointments. Number 1, short-term substitute employee.
Aaron Patefield is recommended as a short-term substitute employee. He's qualified as a substitute for teachers, paraprofessionals, custodial, and maintenance.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
Second
by Corey. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number 2, volunteers and chaperones.
A list of volunteers and chaperones is linked to the agenda. You can choose to approve them individually or as a whole list.
I'll make a motion to approve the volunteer and chaperone list.
I second.
By Corey, seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. C, spring 2026 cheer trip.
The board is asked to approve the spring 2026 cheer trip as presented earlier in the meeting. I need to enunciate all that.
I make a motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Lyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number 11, recess to closed session as provided by State Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub G, conferring with legal counsel for the governmental body who is rendering oral or written advice concerning strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to litigation in which it is or is likely to become involved. A, discrimination complaint. I need a motion.
Make a motion.
Motion by Chris. Second. Seconded by Corey. Roll call, Chris.
Oh, Grandaugh?
Yes.
Grace absent. Cherry?
Yes.
Heidi Weld, yes. Hanson absent. Deshane absent. Siebert?
Yes.
All right, we're in closed session at 6:21. Back in open session at 7:02. Is it recording?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, it's reading.
Yep.
No action was taken in closed session. I need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
Seconded
by Corey. All in favor?
Aye.
Can you have a good week.
Till
dawn.
I will.
Adjourned at
7:02.